Literature 1. The Sword in the Stone by T.H. White. Exercises 5 and 6.
There was a lot of cheering. In the middle of the noise, after a very long time, he saw Kay and gave him the sword. The people at the tournament were making a frightful row.
"But this isn't my sword," said Sir Kay.
"It was the only one I could get," said the wart. "The inn was locked."
"It is a nice-looking sword. Where did you get it?"
"I found it stuck in a stone outside a church."
"What?"
asked Sir Kay, suddenly rounding upon him. "Did you just say this sword was stuck in a stone?" "It was," said the wart. "It was a sort of war memorial." Sir Kay stared at him for several seconds in amazement, opened his mouth, shut it again, licked his lips, then turned his back and plunged through the crowd. He was looking for Sir Ector, and the wart followed after him.
"Father!"
cried Sir Kay.
"Come here a moment."
"Yes, my boy," said Sir Ector. "Why? What's the matter, Kay? You look as white as a sheet."
"Do you remember that sword which the King of England would pull out?"
"Yes."
"Well, here it is. I have it. It is in my hand. I pulled it out."
Sir Ector did not say anything silly. He looked at Kay, and he looked at the wart. Then he stared at Kay again, long and lovingly, and said,
"We will go back to the church." "Now then, Kay," he said, when they were at the church door.
He looked at his firstborn again, kindly, but straight between the eyes.
"Here is the stone, and you have the sword. It will make you the King of England. You are my son that I am proud of, and always will be, whatever happens. Will you promise me that you took it out by your own might?"
Kay looked at his father. He also looked at the wart and at the sword. Then he handed the sword to the wart quite quietly. He said,
"I am a liar. Wart pulled it out."
Wart then saw that his dear guardian, Sir Ector, was kneeling down with difficulty on his old knee.
"Sir,"
said poor old Sir Ector, without looking up, although he was speaking to his own boy.
"Please don't do this, father," said the wart, kneeling down also. "Let me help you up, Sir Ector, because you are making me unhappy."
"Nay, nay, my lord,"
said Sir Ector, with some very feeble old tears.
"I was never your father, nor of your blood, but you are of a higher blood than I knew. Will you be my good and gracious lord when you are king?"
Kay was kneeling down too, and it was more than the wart could bear.
"Oh, do stop," he cried. "Please get up, Sir Ector, and don't make everything so horrible. Oh dear, oh dear, I wish I had never seen that filthy sword at all."
And then the wart also burst into tears.